with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Oh, I'm just going to start out by saying happy Monday. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk, 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 talk. That's what we do. But wow, I wanted to talk about all these wonderful things that, you know, what did you do over the weekend? Did you get out and about? And well, there's not many people getting outside and doing their vitamin D thing because of the smoke. That was pretty harsh this weekend. Don't really see a lot of difference for today. So much so that the Washoe County School District called it quits for today. We'll just see how it goes tomorrow. Hey, if you want to send me an email, it's Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you want to check out a podcast from the following week, then it's 991fmtalk.com. And while you're there, what was that, Craig? Oh, previous week. Yeah, I'm putting psychic stuff up there. So from the previous week, check it out. You can also check out today's poll question and participate. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So Friday's poll question, will viruses and vaccines be the new form of terrorism? Oh, yeah. 87% of those participating in the poll said yes. 13% no. Today's question, in the election process, what concerns you the most? And we'll have just through a couple of answers up there. We'll also have other. So if you'd like to add something that we forgot. Fraud and bad candidates are your two choices now, but you can add to that. In the election process, what concerns you the most? That's a good question. A lot of people now say, don't vote. It just encourages them. But we can't let go of that last great form of democracy that we have. Our right to vote. There are wars being waged around the world because people don't have the right to vote. Not as many as there used to be. But there are still human beings out there that have no human rights. No natural, no God-given rights. And that's not good for any of us. But we can also not give in to a one-world mindset. Because things never seem to work out on the large scale. Once you start getting all of these different things involved, bureaucracy takes over. What, you don't think that would happen on the world stage? Yeah. Was reading an article over the weekend that said one world government will happen. Well, that's only if we let it. Remember, we still have free will. The Father, the Most Holy, he said it's up to you. Here's your free will. Do you follow along or do you take a stand? I wish more people were taking a stand right now. Received an email over the weekend. Why are we still shut down? Just a simple question to me. And it's almost tiring continuing to answer this question. we are still shut down because of Democrats. We're not shut down because of the president. The president wants states reopening. We're not shut down because businesses want it that way. No. It's the Democrat elected representatives who see this is their chance to progress their ideas and their ideals. This is the problem we have right now. I work. People ask me what I do for fun. I work. And I have my dogs and my husband and my charity work and my organizations. But for the most part, I work. So I have a home studio. I do narration, book narration, audiobooks. And I am so excited about the one that I'm working on right now because I just want to give it to everybody for free, which I can't do, but just to shake people, grab them by the shoulders and say, you need to listen to this. It's called MAGA, The Art of the Scam. Actually, that's not the name. But what is scam? Scam is socialism, communism, and Marxism. And that's what it is. It is a scam. So whichever generation it comes upon, all of these millennials out there, all of these BLM members, the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa members, the Sunrise or Sunshine Movement, whatever the hell that is. They are being scammed. They're not being given the facts on how all these other countries have failed, all leading us up to this point, because people still keep pushing freebies. The motto of the Democrats: if taxpayers pay for it, then it's free. Yeah. There's nothing free. We all pay for it. Even those who don't work. It's pretty sad. But this is what we do. We also have an illusion in government that we're in control. That it's all about we the people. No, it's not. It's about we the people until the other side gets power. Then it's about that side. There's no partisanship. There's nothing about working for the betterment of all Americans. It's about identity politics and pandering to those who can get the opposition party the most votes. And in this case, right now, for the Democrats, well, it's people who want free stuff. See, they go back to the 2016, they go back to the 2016 election. And they look at things and they dissect everything and they, how did we fail? What did we do? We had all of this support. What happened? Well, that's because all those millennials, those over 18 who had their first chance to vote, decided to riot and loot and burn things even back then, destroy things, destroy the very foundation of our republic. And they were either too tired, too stoned, too mind lost, that they didn't vote. Yeah. All those people that were out there screaming the loudest didn't vote. What does that tell you about the mindset of this generation that really has had not to work for anything? Because the worst idea out there actually comes from parents. Parents who do better than their parents. So what do? They want to give the kids the things they didn't have or they never had access to. So what do we have? We have one hell of a spoiled generation that have been told and truly believe that they are owed. Not only that their parents owed them this, and it was just the way it was. Oh, look, new iPhone out. Hey, Mom. Hey, new video game out. Hey, Mom. It doesn't work that way with the government. Or at least it shouldn't. But every day, every week, every year, we just keep moving closer and closer and closer to the complete and utter takeover, not of our lives. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. Not of our government, but of our lives. That's what happens when you keep giving it up just a little bit at a time. We became a socialist country years and years and years ago because we give up our rights for security, for health, well-being. We just let them be in charge. And because of all those years, because of all those decades of letting that happen, we are now at the point that it's not going to hold anymore. True patriotism, true reality of what's going on in this country and what's going on in our lives, how we are being controlled, how we are being told that we can't go back to work, that we can only eat certain things like fast food or carry out, that we can only go certain places, that we can only do certain things. Well, welcome to the world that we've created. We'll be back after this on 99 or on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And we've got to have some fun and start the week out right. You know, it's Monday. It's gloomy because of all the smoke in the air. Already, kids excited to go back to school, and that was shut down because, well, the health department says that the kids have to have that, fresh air. So the windows have to be open, and, yeah. But it's not one thing, it's another that's going to keep us shut down. But really what's keeping us shut down is the Marxist agenda. Thank you so much for the text. Talk and text at 884-9910. It's the Marxist agenda being pushed and to punish us for voting for Trump. Slogans are just slogans. They're just catchphrase. Did you really think with Obama it was going to be about hope and change? Well, not the kind of change we wanted. If you're thinking true hope and change, recapturing America, that's Donald Trump. So how are we going to do this? How are we going to keep everybody shut down? We're going to create a virus because these viruses are man-made. They're created. That's why we've seen them every 2 years, basically. Yeah, every 2 years. Huh. That's about election time, isn't it? Yeah. Remember 2004, it was SARS. 2008, it was avian. Swine was 10. MERS was 12. Ebola in 14. Zika in 16. Ebola again making a resurgence in 2018. So here we are in 2020 with the coronavirus. So for all of our horse racing fans out there, got a little something special for you this morning.
And they're off. Out of the gate, it's coronavirus, followed closely behind by Wuhan-style lockdown. On the outside, it's global pandemic, working hard against flatten the curve. Social distancing got off to a slow start, but he's now neck and neck with flatten the curve. On the inside, it's just a little flu, followed by trust the experts. As they pass the quarter pole, 18 months vaccine is working hard to get past Plaquenil. Dr. Fauci is three lengths back of the leaders. Stimulus plan is trying to squeeze by PPE as they enter the backstretch. But out on the outside, here comes economic shutdown. Open by Easter, gets bumped a little bit by Dr. Fauci. Flatten the curve and economic shutdown are battling it out as they head past the half-mile pole. Distance learning stumbled out of the gate, and it looks like he won't be able to get back into it. Not his day-to-day, folks. They are moving at a brisk pace and all clustered together except for my bank account, which is way back of the pack. He might be injured. They might have to pull him up. Toilet paper is nowhere to be seen. He's lost in the pack. As they head into the far turn, it's social distancing still in the lead, but daily briefing is lurking 1.5 lengths back. It's a tremendous race, folks. I've never seen anything like it. And now, cure worse than the disease is starting to make his move. As they enter the top of the stretch, cabin fever is charging hard, but social distancing is holding him off. Economic shutdown is still looking strong, and he's nose-to-nose with cure worse than the disease. And on the inside, here comes Dr. Fauci, and down the stretch they come. It's social distancing and economic shutdown now neck and neck. I don't believe it. Dr. Fauci is trying to keep pace, and with one furlong to go, it's economic shutdown, social distancing, and Dr. Fauci. And as they come to the wire, it's... Oh, my God, it's no one knows by a head. Oh, an incredible race, folks. 11-7-12 trifecta pays 117.39.
Woo! Woo! That's really what we're putting up with right now. You know, there's a great article out there. I'm going to have to attach this to my webpage. I can't even pronounce his name. It's an MIT scientist. Do we trust MIT scientists? I mean, MIT, that's pretty spectacular, right? Pretty smart people. Shiva Ayyadure, he's a PhD, a scientist at MIT. And he's just putting a little crash course out there for people on our immune system. Viruses and bacteria comprise a large part of our bodies, and we live in harmony with them all our lives. That's why we were kids. We weren't worried about drinking from the faucet. or we weren't worried about eating something off the floor. These things become pathogens only to those whose immune systems are impaired by such factors as old age, toxic load, malnutrition, and unhealthy lifestyle. Huh. What do we have right now with fast food and self-isolation? An unhealthy lifestyle. Even before this all kicked off. Unhealthy lifestyles. Sitting in front of the TVs, sitting in front of the video games, fast food, nobody wants to cook anymore. Even to the point where we're so desperate for even a little bit of fresh food, we even have somebody else prepare it and ship it to us. Why isn't anybody talking about eating healthy, exercising, boosting your immune system? Because it's about vaccines, money, and total control. The only way this stops people is if we stop putting up with it. Let's take a quick Fox News break. We have a very special guest coming up at 11 o'clock. Matt Schlapp joins us right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 991FMTalk.com. Join in today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. In the election process, what concerns you the most? Is it fraud? Is it bad candidates? There's also the other button there. So if something truly concerns you, you can put it in for yourself. What is concerning a lot of people are the candidates. So let's go to the talk and text lines right now at 884-9910. Check in with Caleb. And Caleb, I didn't see this because I was working all weekend, so I didn't really pay attention to the news. But Eddie Lorton and Devin Reese were having a poison pen fight this weekend?
Well, briefly, here's what happened. Devin Reese's older brother posted on Facebook, I guess, that was the only format I saw it on, that Devin Reese is a fraud, that he misrepresents himself, and he's not what he represents himself to be. I'm paraphrasing.
Wait a minute, that was Devin's brother that said that?
Devin Reese's older brother.
Oh.
Basically trashed him. Said that he's spurious, that he's false. So Eddie Lorton shared it, reposted it with the tagline, this is kind of sickening, and had Devin Reese's brother's the body of his post, and then Eddie Lorton kind of summed it up by saying that even his own family knows that he's kind of below board. So then this morning Devin Reese filed a response, posted a response, and basically outed, ironic, his brother, saying that his brother has mental problems and he's had them for years and he hopes he gets the help that he needs, which is a violation of HIPAA law. And so I wanted to call in to gauge your opinions on it and your audience's opinions on it. My opinion is, it's a lot of dirty family laundry, and, you know, Eddie was in his right to, as a candidate, to post his opinions. But the thing that needs to happen, that the local electorate needs to demand, is that Reese and Mr. Delgado explain these $10,000 contributions from the Daylight Project.
Yeah. And others who didn't get quite not so much. Wow, Caleb, thank you so much for sharing that. That's the thing about social media. you can get on there, and if it's your post, if it's your page, you can basically, well, you used to be able to, say whatever you want. Now Facebook is cracking down, and they're censoring pretty much everything. But I think that we, boy, this is tough, because you have to know what somebody's about. So you need to know a little bit of personal history. You need to know how family members feel. But then again, family members who have different points of view, who have different political ambitions, they could trash you and make people think it's, well, I know the real him because I'm family. Doesn't always work that way. We have to judge Devin Race and Eddie Lorton by their actions in what's happening right now. And Devin Race, well, he's just a total liberal. And he's pushing progressive socialist Marxist ideas and programs, not only for the city of Reno, but these are going to affect the state as well, because people see this and think, oh, well, you know, city of Reno did it. Washoe County did it. Maybe we can get away with it. We have to look at Eddie's record, what he's come up with, what he's been able to accomplish, like actually getting people to pay their taxes, entities to pay their taxes to the city, that the council members just sit on their hands and, oh yeah, we're in negotiations. That's the one thing that President Trump, I believe, has done the best at, been the best at, pulling the curtain back, showing us that these guys aren't getting anything done. And when they do, when they take the priority, they just push socialist agendas. This is really bad, people. Nobody wants to listen. They make their minds up through gossip. Not saying that Facebook is gossip, but when you go by, you know, what a family member said about so-and-so, and then you spread it. And I'm not pointing to you, Caleb. Thank you for that information. I got to go find that now and read the thread. But here's the deal. We have to judge people on the content of their character. And you may feel that Eddie is bombastic and, you know, self-promoting or narcissistic or whatever. But he is doing what's right for everybody. He is getting people to pay their taxes. He is looking at the properties that the city has sold for next to nothing to friends. Not thinking about you, the taxpayer. People being chosen for their seats. That's how Devin Race got the seat in the first place. It was handed to him by Hillary Socialist Sheevy. Say that 10 times fast. Hillary Socialist Sheevy. So now he has to run on character and accomplishments or non-accomplishments. It's all smoke and mirrors. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Matthew this morning. And Matthew wants to talk about things being hidden from us. Hey, Matthew, thanks for calling the show. Oh, did I lose Matthew?
Things.
There's Matthew.
Oh, hi, Monica. A couple things. one, people need to be aware our local OSHA representatives are telling business owners, if somebody refuses to wear a mask, deny them service, call the police, and report them as trespassing and have them removed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they are telling people to file false police reports. And they followed it up with, do it a few times, they'll get the message, and they'll start wearing the mask. This is about control.
Yep.
This is not about masks. This is not about public health safety. This is about control. And anybody that thinks it's crap, I talked to a lady the other day, just yesterday, who has family in Mexico and throughout the United States. She told me people in Mexico and people in other states are being paid money to list on the death certificate COVID-19.
Yeah. We have
people
been,
are being paid.
We have been saying this from the beginning, that this is how hospitals, since they've been shut down, I don't know if they made a deal with whoever, this is how they're getting money. They get money for every COVID-19 death. Now, if that person is also on a ventilator, they get three times as much money. The evidence is out there. The evidence is out there. The numbers aren't there. Ask yourself seriously. Seriously. Ask yourself and those around you, we don't have the numbers now, and that's from the CDC and WHO. We don't have the numbers to declare, if this were starting today, we don't have the numbers to be an epidemic. So why are we still closed down? It's the election infection. They thought it would go farther. They failed. That's why all this other stuff is creeping in. That's why the protests are okay. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. And Mark, this is a story that, I have a really hard time with. You want to talk about the little boy?
You know, I'm shaking. I'm so angry. And I've been shaking since this has happened. I would love 1 minute. I would love one minute with that because I would put him in the ground. And not one story has been told. Nothing has been said. It makes me sick to my stomach. And, knowing you, knowing the kind of person you are, I'm sure if not today, this week, you would have had a segment on that little boy. But I couldn't wait to talk to you this morning because everybody who's listening needs to say his name. And the little boy's name is Cannon. His last name is Hinnett. And he was 5 years old. I got to get off. I can't even do this.
Okay,
thank
Mark.
You.
Mark, I know everybody can't listen every moment of every day, but I have talked about Cannon. I talked about it the day after it happened. And then we had another caller on Friday bring it up. Because, yeah, the national news media, our local news media, doesn't want to talk about this because it doesn't fit the narrative. How a black man can walk up to a little white boy riding his bicycle who's 5 years old and shoot him point blank in the head. Point blank. Had that been reversed, you'd never have heard the end of it. Now, I don't know why this is being squashed. I don't know why this isn't going further. It's totally trending on social media. Hashtag say his name. His name's Cannon Hinnett. And this is the only way. This is the only way people can find justice now. Even with all the censorship of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, this is how people are getting their information and getting their news. Because the mainstream media, they don't cover it. Why don't they cover it? Because it takes you away from what they want you to be paying attention to. A fake virus that they keep pushing. And systemic racism that doesn't exist here in America. America. The freest country in the world. The world. To do and become and achieve whatever you want, no matter what the color of your skin is. We dropped freaking bombs. Talk about mass destruction on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Did that stop those people from coming back? Taking control of their lives and doing what was necessary to rebuild. Have you seen Hiroshima and Nagasaki now? It's all about keeping you controlled, keeping you in your little box. Having everybody do what they're told to do. You're told to riot. You're told to denounce your privilege. Privilege? For having to get up every single day and work our butts off? For the privilege of paying taxes that go to people who don't want to do squat? That they have iPhones and video games and whatever they want, Air Jordans, that at that time they didn't loot. They may have. But I'm the one with privilege. No. People aren't believing the lies. And you shouldn't. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And in just a few minutes, after the 11 o'clock news, we're going to have a special guest with us, Matt Schlapp. Excuse me, I just got choked up saying his name. An American political activist and lobbyist. He's also the chairman of the American Conservative Union. And you've probably seen him all kinds of different places because he and his wife, if you haven't seen him, are absolutely fantastic. And they're a big part of President Trump's campaign. He's actually on tour right now going around the different areas. And again, we'll have him just after 11 o'clock. Got to tell you, Patrick, I can't find anything. Talk and text line at 884-9910, also our emails. This came from Patrick this morning. How come no one is talking about the riot at Mont Bleu this weekend? Several cops were beat up and their cars destroyed, yet no one's talking about it. There's videos on Instagram also. I guess a bunch of name calling in Genoa in the middle of the street and playing loud music? And no one's talking about this. Patrick, I cannot find anything. Please, if you have a link to something, send it to me, because since you sent us this email, producer Craig has been on the internet going through everything, trying to find some sort of information. If you know about what happened at Lake Tahoe this weekend, please, did this happen? Did it not happen? Help a girl out here, and we'll get the information out, because that's how I am able to do what I do. Because we cannot rely on anybody but ourselves now. That's it. We can only rely on ourselves just to find the truth. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.